Kinzinger, Democrats are now the pro-military party. By Pam Key on August 4, 2023. Former Representative Adam Kinzinger, Ariel, now a CNN contributor, said Friday on CNN's The Source that Senator Tommy Tuberville's RL, halting military promotions has given Democrats an advantage as to which political party supports the military. Anchor Caitlin Collins asked, "Did you ever think that the defense secretary would have to issue new guidance on how Pentagon leadership is going to work because of a member of your party?" Kinzinger said, "No, and I'll tell you what I never expected is that basically the Democrats would be the pro-military party. And that they would almost be the more hawkish party than Republicans are, and that's what's happened. It's been this weird switch." He continued, "And for Tommy, the senator, I'll call him I guess respectively, to do this is really damaging the military. Not just in terms of the promotions, but it's politicizing the last bastion of government that shouldn't be politicized. We've already politicized the Supreme Court. We politicize, obviously, Congress, the presidency, the FBI now. Everything is politicized, except the military, and he is doing his best to do it. People like him, people like Josh Hawley that go out and they tweet these ads about how great the Russian army is because they have liked these manly ads. The Russian army is getting crushed on the battlefield." Kinzinger added, "I have disagreements with some of the things that Pentagon does. I spend a lot of my time in the military doing computer-based training that I don't need to. That doesn't mean we're not the most lethal force. And that doesn't mean we play politics with a political issue simply because it's going to give you attention." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.